Order.
Older folks. My agenda back up here. Okay, can I have, do we have a motion to approve the July 1st minute?
All moved.
Any comments, questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carries.
Morning.
Good morning.
First item, highway. Request an authorization to create a new capital project entitled FEMA Restoration. We're still completing reconstruction projects from Tropical Storm Fred and from August 2021. So we're requesting to appropriating of FEMA funds to take care of some of these projects.
I'll move it. Second.
Any questions, discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item is along the same line. Request an authorization to transfer $2,890,290.33 from the unrestricted fund balance to new capital project entitled FEMA Restoration. We've got eight large projects that we're still working on with soil and water that this money is going to take care of. Seven projects are involving bridges of those, and then the other ones are slope failure around the Woodhull and Greenwood Shop. That's going to take a significant amount of stone, big stone, heavy stone, and some other smaller projects in between.
So just to additional information, as you know, and we talked about FEMA is reimbursement based, so we have to front the money. It started to reach critical mass, I think, last month, and Eric worked with Chris and staff and Todd to figure out, okay, we need to set aside a slug of money because we can't go through, I mean, they're still ticking off the projects, but I think we ran into, was it riprap that we needed to buy for one of the projects with soil and water, and correct, we didn't have one big pot that we could draw it from. So this would create this. We anticipate to get, you know, at least 75%, 85% of this money back, but this will allow them to address these projects as needed.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions or discussion?
How are you coming on that wall on, was it 125 in Woodhull?
It's still in the process. That and the Harder Road Bridge are in the same realm of operation with the FEMA folks. Todd and Andy Barbato have worked closely with them. They still have their progress meetings. It's just going through the process.
That's going to be quite a project, that wall job.
It is. And we've, and I don't know if I reported, I don't recall if I reported or not, but we have done the bore samples out there to help with the design. The design group's on, is hired and ready to roll. They've been doing stuff with it as well, and keep feeding FEMA some more support information and stuff they need to keep the process going along with Todd and Andy.
Okay. Thank you.
So is it still in planning process, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's final design, but yes, it's still planning.
Right, Scott. Scott, you had a question.
Or Carol, go ahead.
I was just wondering if we know whether the businesses and residents that were affected by this flood, have they been reimbursed or no?
Not to my knowledge.
No, and it's complicated with FEMA. It didn't reach the federal designated level where it was 100% reimbursed to individuals. So the Small Business Administration did get involved. The Federal Small Business Administration did get involved and hosted, I don't know, Todd, they did a bunch of town hall meetings, or I don't know about a bunch, they did a few town hall meetings shortly after the floods to show people what's available. Actually, the most homeowner assistance came from the drive between the United Way and Corning Incorporated. That's where a lot of the homeowner assistance came from. It wasn't the federal government. Unfortunately, we're not the only ones. We don't see it much, but in disasters like this, the public institutions like us, schools, so when roads, bridges, public buildings like schools are damaged, those are restored with federal dollars. The homeowners, unfortunately, unless it's a tremendous disaster, the amount of resources from the federal government that are available to them are minimal.
Thank you.
Yes, Scott.
So the $2,890,000 number is a very specific number down to 33 cents. So my question is, what is this a combination of our number of estimated projects? Was this already a number that FEMA said will reimburse you 75% up to, or?
So backing up just a little bit, we've gotten paid. That's where these funds came from initially. We got paid for what they call a small project already on most of this stuff. So if we get audited, we have to have it done and we're getting to the deadline. As far as the solid number, it was estimated cost based on stone increases, you know, all the increases. And as Jack said, we anticipate giving a lot of it back. But this at least gives us the room if we have to go. This big stone issue, I keep bringing that up. That's, we're traveling, what, 2 hours to get stone, our Syracuse.
Wow.
And they're not making it around here locally. So that's created a bit of an issue for us, or a challenge, I should say, dragging things out. Plus, they know they're one of the only shows. So that cost has increased significantly as well. And it's not necessarily the best stone either from what we're used to from local providers. There was a lot more robust sizing, more square application for easier stacking. So it's increased labor time and trying to get stuff placed to hold back the walls and look aesthetically pleasing as well, with some of our operators and how soil and water is with the way they want their projects to turn out. So it's a number of things, Scott.
Okay. We have to vote on that. Yes. There's a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
So this next item, we're requesting to authorize to move the following funds from road improvement unassigned to various road projects. This is going to be to help us pay for, which I'll get to, the stuff with the grinder we're dealing with currently. But we're requesting County Route 21, South Canisteo Rathbun Road, $60,000. County Route 117, Rexville Troopsburg Road, $20,000. County Route 80, Tracy Creek Road, $55,000. Along with County Route 333, Campbell Risingville Road, $9,726.60. Our grinder broke down. It's a big piece of our operation. It's a very violent operation with this piece of equipment, to say the least, as far as abuse on the equipment and just its normal operation. So we're taking this money to continue and stay on track with our road projects for the oil and stone stuff and the grinding. We've hired Sucoat, or requesting this money to get Sucoat on board to go in and grind for us. Their grinder's about half the size as ours. So it takes twice the pass, and they're a little more money because we're paying them to do it versus us. So that money will go towards that. The 333 money piece is for down through Campbell. We went over on our tonnage, so we need to transfer some money to that project to get some of the ongoing drainage issues and stuff. Once we laid that stuff down and started going, they used more asphalt than they anticipated. I think to this point, that project, we've had good results with it overall, haven't we? Yeah. No standing water. It was a big issue with the water down there in different areas, and then previously with the flood. So Todd and the crew made sure we got the pipes. We had one damaged pipe underground. We fixed that. I lowered all the DIs, so there was a little more forgiveness with the elevations once the asphalt process took place. Then in addition, we did some cutbacks into streets to tie it in that we didn't see on the front end when we were looking at the project, that increased the asphalt as well. So that's what that's for.
What's the estimated time of repair of our grinder?
It's up in the air at this point. We're hoping to have it. So you folks approved drum replacement, which is coming out of country. Monroe Tractor is the carrier of that brand and won that, as well as they're the ones working on this engine. The thing with this engine is it's not your normal Cummins baseline engine, or, you know, stuff it's a specially 800 horsepower Deutz diesel engine that we might be one or two or three on the whole East Coast that have, you know, this machine, along with some of these bigger operations. So we don't have a set timeline on that yet, do we? They haven't reported back.
At this point, it'll be next spring before everything's back up and operational.
Okay.
And that's why we took the step with Sucoat to get in line, so we can stay on track with our road grinding to not miss that.
That's a valuable machine, though. It saved us over the years has saved us a lot of money.
And it's a good point, Bob. So in speaking with Todd, I ran some numbers and trying to figure out, you know, do we stay in the grinding business for the cost of these things, the cost of the repairs? It's nice to have the freedom, kind of like the paver, to be able to go out and do what we need to do on our behalf. But it's about double to have a contractor do it. So it is, I believe at this point, you know, unless we run into another major issue where we have to make a $900,000 purchase, that I believe it is worth getting fixed and continuing the program and having the ability to do our own roads. It's nice to know we have a contractor and a bid out there that can bail us out like this. But again, we're paying about double compared to what we can do it for.
Gary, we used to go out and lease one. How come we didn't do that instead of hiring a company with all the personnel?
As far as a grinder, I don't know much about leasing them. This type of grinder. Yeah, I can't answer to that because I don't really know. I know they're a pretty expensive machine, and I'm not sure how many are even out there to even lease without letting someone know maybe way ahead of time.
Because we've got the truck, we got the personnel to run it.
Yeah.
And we're hiring a company to do all that when possibly we could go out and lease one at half the price.
Yeah, I don't know.
Question.
Yeah, no, I can check on that. I don't know at this point, but I know with the time frame, with the amount of construction out there, we kind of panicked a bit and know that we got to get it done. There isn't a ton of lead time on this, so we have to move on it now to stay where we're at now. It's such a specialized piece of equipment.
Because that's how we ended up buying this piece of equipment, because we looked at leasing and looking at trying to get the machine when we needed the machine. And it came down to where over a 5 or 7 year period, it was cheaper to own a machine
with our
own schedule than to work around the leasing company schedule.
The nice thing, probably based on what you're saying too, is in the past, if they rented it or leased it, the operators were able to use it.
Right.
If we jump into another new updated machine now at this point, this fast, this quick, I wouldn't feel comfortable with our operators with the learning curve, just because technology's changed quite a bit with this stuff and it's a different piece. If it was a backhoe or a roller or something, that's one thing, but this is so specialized. I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion to approve the transfer of funds?
I'll move it.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting authorization to appropriate proceeds from county auction in the amount of $52,679 from the DM fund to major equipment for the lease purchase of four-wheel drive pickups. Purchase or lease four-wheel drive pickups or trucks, depending on what the better route to take for the county. We've got 20 trucks now, I believe, that all have over 100,000 miles or two-wheel drive Fords from 2009 to 2016. And these trucks are readily used from our MEOs, labor piece, summer help, stuff to get to jobs, move tools, mobilize. They're a big part of our fleet. Jerry Miller did a wonderful job keeping this stuff pieced together. And in fact, Todd and I, when we were out there after Jerry had passed, some of these trucks were coming in for some repairs, and there was a few of them with damaged frames. The rust has really obviously done a number. You folks all know, state of New York, the rust piece. So it's time we start planning and pushing to try to update that part of the fleet as well. We're requesting these monies to do so and start working towards that. And then we'll also probably be speaking in budget time with Jack and Chris to approach another phase of purchasing or leasing, whatever they feel fit, to try to get this stuff updated. So that's what that's for.
How many do you anticipate be able to replace with that amount of money?
Not many, Fred, but it's a start, because it's bad enough. We're in the fact that these guys drive some serious miles. We got to start somewhere, you know. I don't want to come to you guys with another huge purchase, especially with vehicles and trucks. So we've got to start somewhere. And this was funds that, you know, ultimately came from equipment that, you know, was auctioned off. Again, it'll be up to Chris, has been a big, you know, proponent helping us make our dollar stretch, whether it's lease or purchase, and it's gone well. So we'll have to see at that point. I know if we purchased it, probably just one. So
yeah, what I'm thinking.
We'll have to see. Oh, Jack, if he had something to add to it.
No, I would just say that, you know, separating the funds by department for auction is something that we, you know, haven't done a lot of. It makes sense based upon unforeseen things that we're seeing here in talking with Chris and Mitch, we're thinking next year probably go back to not doing it. But again, it all depends on what happens.
Right.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Yes, Scott.
Were we happy with the results of the auction? I hadn't heard about it yet.
It's better than the stuff sitting there rotting going away as far as comparable on some of the stuff, because some of the stuff is pretty beat up. It's a tough market to with the construction industry. Some stuff you don't think would go much at all, and it does. And some stuff that should have gone for a lot more. I think it's always the same story with these auction and time of year and people's need and use. But yeah, to answer your question, I really can't.
Okay. Any other questions? Not. Do I have a motion for item D?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Go a second.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, next item with landfill. We're requesting authorization to transfer funds from the landfill gas capital project to major equipment. The landfill gas capital project, from my understanding, Steve and Vince always had put money away each year. So if they had to extend or fix or do stuff with that part of the piece of the operation up there, they had something there to do so, because it's such a important piece. We're requesting to transfer $200,000 from the gas collection system capital project to the Bath Landfill major equipment account for two new road tractors. And this is the same premise as our other trucks that we've done and got ahead of with the initiatives that the governor's putting forward with the electrification of these bigger vehicles. The two trucks that we have now have over 100,000 miles on them. We did budget some money back in 22 and 23, but we didn't have enough in our major equipment. So if we could transfer this would allow us to purchase these trucks, which are in our bids as well, which we'll see here later.
Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions?
So these are the trucks that transfer the trailers between transfer stations and landfill.
Correct, Scott.
Are they also going to be subject to the same EV requirements starting next year at New York State?
Todd worked closely with Billy Jeffords on looking into this, and Billy in fact is the one that brought it up and was concerned after getting more involved with operations upon John Emo's soon to be retirement, and he brought it up here. We talked about it last week, 2 weeks ago, so that's why we're kind of putting in front of you folks. We spoke to our providers that have provided us trucks and assured us that we're going to be protected like we were with our other trucks and can get two of these out to us fairly soon, because they are a tractor and different. They're not a 10-wheeler and a triaxle. So, but it should hold up for quite a while.
Good.
Gary, do you have a question?
Yeah, my question was, so what year are we looking at with these?
It'll be a 24 truck.
Well, 100,000 miles isn't a lot on a truck.
It's, I'm sorry, almost 200,000. Steve just corrected me. Looking at my notes here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 13,000 hours on the engines. A lot of idling.
Sitting and being loaded and started. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
100,000 miles, is it?
No, I'm just focused on this
yeah.
electrification piece that, you know, okay. And even now we're going to get into more emissions, and it's a...
So that's the main reason.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, so along with that, we're requesting authorization to add two semi-road tractors to the major equipment list.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting authorization to award the Solid Waste and Environmental Engineering Service, RFP. We received multiple proposals, Barton Le Judas, Mount Rose Engineering and Geology, TRC Engineering. For providing engineering services up at the landfill leachate process. Steve Orkett, Chris Brewer, and Mitch Elger all evaluated and rated each proposal according with our policies and procurement procedures. So our recommendation is to stick with Barton and Le Judas. They've done a good job. They've got the upfront knowledge in the background with one, our cell designs, and has worked closely with Steve and the rest of the team at the landfill operation. They've been pretty reasonable to work with and really, really responsive. So my recommendation is to stay with BNL if you folks are all okay with that.
Yeah, their hourly rates
Second.
Okay.
We've been with them for years. They know the system up there.
Yeah. It's good to put it out because there certainly are other firms in this field that are capable of doing it, but their hourly rates are very comparable. So it's not like, you know, that's one of the things we like to check.
Yes.
Every once in a while to make sure that, you know, we're not paying double the hourly rates of other competitors. Their hourly rates are in some cases for some titles lower, in other cases a little bit higher, but comparable across the board. And their knowledge that they bring, as Bob mentioned, is invaluable. So, yeah, certainly recommend.
Thanks, Jack.
Any other questions or comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next deal is a bids. First one is conventional day cab road tractors that we just discussed. We're recommending awarding to the low bidder, Dimmick Group Peterbilt, in the amount of $332,420. This will give us two road tractors.
That's not the trailers behind them. This is just the tractor.
Just the tractors, correct, Bob.
Okay. Are they going to be standards?
Yes.
The guys that were training for CDLs, were training them on standard transmission?
That is correct.
Yeah. Because I hate to send somebody through and then they can't drive half our
equipment. Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Any questions or comments? I'd just like to say it wasn't that many years ago for that price you could buy a 10-wheeler dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing how much the cost is going up on these.
Crazy.
It's still better than $400,000 for an electric one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Just a quick update. We had our tire dollar days. We brought in 19,953 tires in the Bath landfill. Last year, we rated around 17. I did catch wind from a couple employees and speaking with Steve as well. We don't have the specific number, but what we're finding out is some of the good neighboring counties are saving theirs now all year to bring them to us. I don't know how you look at that. I did want to report that, and it's something we may want to discuss for the future because it's quite a bit. So we're paying their haul at the end of the day.
That certainly wasn't the intent.
And no. That's not what I believe what the intent was. Okay.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way you can do it, unless there's some sort of, approval piece where, hey, they call us ahead of time. We bring it in front of you folks. Are you okay with helping out? You know, at that point, that'd be the only other way to do it. But I think we need to save it for, my recommendation would be to save it for Steuben County folks. Right.
How do you know that there was out of county tires?
We have Billy Jeffers is up there. Trucks come in. They've got the logos on them, you know, municipal markings.
Actual municipals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We know.
County.
the town of Tuscarora did it for 3 or 4 or 5 years because we was trying to get ahead of the West Nile virus. And we checked to make sure that everybody brought tires in were residents of the town of Tuscarora. Well, what was happening, they'd bring all these tires in, but there was their brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles. They'd all bring them from other towns, dump them on them, and then they'd bring them in. It just, we never got ahead of it, so we quit it. Because you can't, you know, I'll bring, you know, my dad's tires in from, he lives in Woodhall or Addison or Corning or wherever. And so we were getting everybody's tires from everywhere.
Yeah, it's tough to track.
But we checked the people that were coming in to make sure they were residents of our town, and they were, but they'd bring in everybody else's tires in.
But isn't everyone in Tuscarora related to each other?
No, but I mean, they actually lived in the town. But the tires never quit coming. It's just.
We only allow certain.
Well, at that time, we were charging like a buck a tire or something. We was trying to clean the town up. Well,
Cleaned the county up.
Get it cleaned up. Because we were cleaning up the whole southern tier.
So
just to give you a little history.
Yeah. For these other counties, they're bringing them in. So we're subsidizing the cost of the tires and paying for all of the transportation to get them recycled.
That is correct. I tried to get a number, but it was a tough one to track other than the big trucks in line and they're loaded up with tires and they get dumped off and, you know, put away. And they got other trucks coming right behind. We have two county employees helping people unload and get stuff, you know, set up appropriately. And it does. It makes it challenging. And you see the increase from 17 to 19. Not that that couldn't happen locally if people get more involved, but I'm just reporting what was brought to my attention to you folks.
If we know what those counties are, I think a letter of communication needs to be sent to them.
If they are neighbors, I can make a couple phone calls too.
And yes. So we can get that addressed.
Make a subtle suggestion.
Kelly.
Well, it's just a shame because it's such a good program and there are still, you know, given the number of tires that people brought in, I still see tires along the road. And so it would be a shame to make it go away because of this. But what is our break even? So if we did tire dollar days, how much money do we lose when we do
so, days? So for example, this one, we did 19,000. The county cost was 10,000 bucks right around there. For doing that. So if you work the numbers backwards, you could probably formulate something, but it's $10,000 cost to the county, a little over.
That was on top of the money you took in?
Yes. That's counting the money we took in. If you take that money and subtract our cost to get rid of it, we walk away with $10,000 of overhead running this program.
Yeah. See, in Tuscarora, we started the first year we did it was one tractor trailer. Second year it was two. And it never got away from two, you know, a full tractor trailer, loads of tires.
Yeah.
And we had to truck them up and pay, you know. Yeah. So it never, I thought after a couple, 3 years, it would dwindle, but it didn't.
No. Keep making them. People keep buying cars. And
well, they were bringing them in from all over.
Yeah.
I guess I think a lot of it's driven on what kind of vehicles or tires there are. Anytime I've had tires changed on my trucks, the local shop where I go, he saves them, gives them to farmers to put on hay wagons because they're always looking for tires for their hay wagons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of them are getting reused, but eventually even those go bad and have to get reclaimed.
Okay. Anything else? Yes.
I just want to thank Eric and the highway crew. 2 weeks ago, we had a biblical rainstorm that impacted the County Route 11 in Savona area, and half East Union Road was in my front yard, and they responded quickly to it, and all the guys were so great to work with. Even, you know, everybody in the neighborhood was impressed with the courtesy that the highway guys gave to everybody, and as fast as they got things cleaned up, opened back up, and was good because it impacted a couple of sluice pipes there across Babcock Hollow Road, County Route 11, and so I just want to thank the crews for their quick response and the quality job that they did of cleaning that up and made some improvements to the ditches as well to hopefully mitigate that problem in the future.
Thanks, Nick. I will definitely pass that on. They like to hear that for sure. It's great.
I would like to add a comment. 125, since they've got the shoulders done on that, they did a really good job on it. That's a huge improvement.
Great. Thanks, Fred. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Jack?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
We're adjourned.